Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody and Happy New Year. This is the very first show of the new year, and I am so excited that we have such a great guest. You're listening to the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and sometimes on other days as well. So make sure you mark us as a favorite and follow us so you don't miss any of the exciting updates. And we bring you people that share their success with you so that you can be your happy, most successful too. And there's so many amazing people in the world doing so many amazing things that it's just an honor to be able to share this time with you in this venue, and it's just been a lot of fun. It's been amazing. We've only been on since September, and we've got, you know, thousands of downloads already. So I want to thank everybody for your support and your encouragement and sharing the news. I'm Deb Scott, your host, a certified professional coach and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. And that's always a good thing to do, especially with 2011 coming our way. So this show tonight, and we're going to have our guest back, I'm going to tell you that already up front, because if you can tell, I'm just a little bit congested from getting over this cold. And I want to do our guest, who's a real amazing national celebrity, justice here. Amethyst Wildfire, many of you know her. You've been writing me about her, being on the show and checking her out. Well, she is our guest tonight, and for people that don't know who Amethyst is, you're just going to be replaying the show at the end. You're going to be, oh, my gosh, I am so different now. My life is so different from having listened to her and talked with her, and it's just going to be amazing. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a bio here before I bring her on. Amethyst is very well known as the Energy Mastery Coach, and she's a multi-dimensional visionary healer, speaker, performer, author, best-selling author, teacher, and artist. She specializes in serving highly influential, transformational coaches and trainers and speakers and performers and artists and alternative healers to leap fearlessly into their highest level of service to the planet. She is the originator of the Core Path, which she's going to tell us about tonight, which is an intensive and powerful energy journey for evolving entrepreneurs, which creates a very crucible transformation for her clients, for which they can achieve greater clarity, cultivate greater openness to source, reveal hidden gifts and talents, and energize just their whole being to create their mission and purpose in the world. Miss Wildfire is also a shaman. She's trained in the Inca tradition. She's a crystalline ascension crystal healer, which is another one of her programs that she offers. And she's a naturally ordained crystal singing bowl sound therapist. If you visited her website, she has a beautiful video on this. It's just lovely. And, of course, she's a published best-selling author of several books. And you can connect with Amethyst in lots of places, but her main website is theenergyjourney.com. So I would definitely encourage you to go there. I have that posted in the chat box. And without further ado, I would love to introduce you to Amethyst. Hello, Amethyst, and thank you for being on with us tonight.
Well, hello, Deb, and thank you so much for having me. I think you're the very first radio show host who has characterized me as a national celebrity. So that's pretty funny, and I just want to share with you that I appreciate you sharing with everybody my bio information, and I just want everybody to know that I put my pants on the same way you all do, one leg at a time, really, seriously. And I do have my wings on tonight. They're buffed and polished.
love it.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, I do appreciate that. And I am a normal person, too. I have a mortgage to pay, and I have a 15-year-old teenager boy who I'm learning how to be a mom to all over again. And I eat 3 square meals a day, or sometimes only 2. So.
Well, I think it's really great that you can relate to everybody in all walks of life, and you really have, talk about energy, you have a beautiful spirit, you know, beautiful on the outside and the inside, and humility, I think, is a characteristic that I find in some of the great ones, and, you know, that's one of the things that we all should try to do is reflect that humility, that we are very gifted in a lot of ways with talents that we've been given, and I think the key is using them, and you definitely do. So tell, for anybody listening live or on the replay, tell us what is an energy coach and how do you help people in your talents and skills and your gifts?
Sure. Thank you. That's a great question. So I work with energy. Everything is energy. I'm sure you've heard that from a lot of people. The universe is basically made up of energy. It is energy in motion, and E equals MC squared, which is Einstein's famous equation, matter at the speed of light squared, equals energy. So everything in the universe has energy. And everything vibrates at a different frequency. Like a rock has a different vibrational frequency than a book. And a book has a different vibrational frequency than, say, a fish. And a fish has a different vibrational frequency than, say, a human. And humans, we have electromagnetic energy fields. Now, I call it energy, but you can also call it power, and you can also call it your spirit. There are multiple names for what I'm talking about. And so the way that I help people in the traditions that I've been trained in, I've been trained to understand that we have four different levels of being as humans. We have our physical level, which you can, you know, put your hands on your thighs and touch and feel. We have our emotional level, which, you know, we can laugh, we can cry, we can feel in many ways. We have our mental level, which is where our mindset is, and our thoughts and our beliefs and our a lot of our patterns of behavior are stored there. And then we have our energetic level, or our soul blueprint. And so what I do is I work with people to assist them in clearing their soul blueprint and really getting a higher awareness of their own energy field, their own power, their own personal power, their own capacity to ground into the earth their inspirations and their visions and their dreams through their physical body, to bring all that highly imaginal energy that comes from our soul, that emanates from our soul, those visions that we receive. At some point along the line here, Deb, you had a vision to create this radio show. It started out as a vision. And we all have this capacity to have access to our soul's visions. And the work that I do is to help people to really pull that energy down to earth and through their physical body. And more importantly, when I work with evolving entrepreneurs, I help them to work with the energy field that they create when they create their business. And I help them to learn how to manage and master their own capacity to create, their own personal power, but also the power that's inherent in your business, because your business has its own energy field as well.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see people in the chat room. Are we all having a moment here together? It's like, wow, that is really amazing. I mean, there's just so much to this. And I know that I love scientific studies, and the biology major in me, I can't let go of. But, you know, so many of these studies I read about, if you're in prayer, meditation, your body will radiate one type of energy frequency. If you're angry, you'll have a different energy reading. It's just really overwhelming how much things really do affect how we flow into being our best in business or personal life, and the gift that you have to help, you know, get rid of those blocks. And you know, I think as we look at the new year, Amethyst, people want to be free to be the best person they were created to be. Because when we're in sync, you know, we're happy, we're peaceful, we're purposeful, and that's what we were designed to do. And, you know, I'm just wondering if there are certain energy blocks that somebody listening or, you know, might say, well, I think I have this energy block, or I think I have that. Are there any examples you can give us of a before and after with an energy block, and then what happened when you were able to assist that person to release the block?
What I'd love to do, Deb, right now, is I would like to use you as a living example if you want.
Oh, please do. Hey, listen, anything to help me with this cold.
So here is just an example of some of the types of things that can happen that manifest themselves in our business and in our world and in our life when we have energetic blocks or disconnects, or our energy isn't flowing in the highest and most beneficial of ways. And so one of the things that can happen is you can have difficulty sharing your truth, speaking your truth, and actually speaking, because your throat may have some kind of an imprint that comes from, and there's lots of places where these imprints and these blocks come from, and I'll just give you some examples. These aren't all, certainly all of the ways and all of the things that I've seen, but just for an example, we have a collective memory of being persecuted, prosecuted, and executed for speaking our spiritual truth. So there are collective archetypal memories of that, and then there are also soul-based memories in our own souls where we've incarnated in various lifetimes and have had those experiences of maybe being hung or had our head cut off or a number of those different things. For being a messenger who has a new truth to share or a spiritual based lesson to bring through or some kind of a message. And for the people that I work with, most of the people that I work with, they are called. My clients are people who I call evolving entrepreneurs. They're people who have been called into some higher level of service. And often they're called out of corporate or they're called out of school, or they're called out of home if they're stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads. They're called into either being a messenger or a performer of some sort or a healer, alternative healer. They have this calling, and because they have the calling, they at the soul level, the soul is actually pulling them forward into their calling, and they can't. It's irresistible. It's totally irresistible. What happens when we have these irresistible callings is we have no other choice but to create an entrepreneurial endeavor through which to deliver our calling. And then what happens is our entrepreneurship becomes a place within which we start to play out any soul trauma or any soul disconnects. And so this is just one example. Tonight you have a radio show and your throat is closing up. Now, I don't know specifically exactly what's going on with you, but I'd love to take you through something, if we can see what's going on with you, that may assist in catalyzing a more rapid healing of what's going on and or maybe a complete miraculous in-this-moment shift for you.
Oh, so. Listen, hey, I'm all for it. That the stuffy nose and the sore throat, I definitely, let's get rid of it. That would be a great thing. And I want, this is very up close and personal, so all the guests, I see a bunch of you in the chat room, just know that I am stepping out here as the example, but if you want to call in and hit one, we can always get you on too.
Yeah.
All right, so here
so,
we are.
So here's what I want you to do, Deb, is I want you to take a big deep breath.
Okay.
In through the nose and out through the mouth. And when I said those words, persecuted, prosecuted, or executed for being a messenger, did they resonate with you in any way?
Those are powerful words. I mean,
yeah. Did you have any kind of response within you? Did that?
Yeah, I didn't like them. I didn't
yeah,
like
didn't
those
like
words.
Them. Didn't like those words.
Very repulsive words.
Very repulsive words. Yeah. And so that repulsion, that feeling of repulsion, can you feel that energy anywhere in your body?
Yeah, in my chest.
In your chest. Beautiful. So what I'd like you to do, Deb, is I'd like you to go right to that place in your chest where the feeling of repulsion is living.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could imagine, if you could take the bright shining light of your awareness and bring it right into that place in your chest, what do you think you would see there? What would you see? Would you have? Is there some kind of a symbol, or is there? Is it
just
thick
a feel?
Or color?
I feel a bright white light.
A bright white light. An intense light. Is that?
Yeah, very
intense?
Very very pretty white light.
Very pretty white light. Okay. And so this pretty white light is connected with that feeling of repulsion.
Oh no! When I think of healing it.
Okay,
I think
great.
I think when you tell me bring
great.
The positive energy in, I see.
Bring that bright shining light of your awareness. So what I want you
right.
to do is I want you
that
to go
the
into the feeling
part.
Of repulsion first.
Okay.
So I'm glad that you see the bright shining light of your awareness. Now, I'd like you to take that bright shining light, and it's like you have a headlamp on the front of your head, like one of those spelunkers.
Mm-hmm.
So take that big, beautiful, bright shining light and point it right at that place where the feeling of repulsion is.
Okay.
And tell me what you see or notice when you look at that.
It's just very dark and lifeless.
Okay, dark and lifeless.
The bad stuff is dark.
Yeah, and dark and lifeless, that repulsion energy.
Yeah.
So as you examine this dark, lifeless repulsion energy, I'd like you to kind of like look all around it, like you're examining it, really like you're examining it, and see if there's any kind of a shape or a texture or anything else going on there besides that it's, you know, kind of dark and lifeless. Anything else?
It would remind me of like a rock.
An asteroid.
Something that would...
An asteroid. Beautiful.
Something like
awesome.
That.
So let's just go over to that asteroid and ask the asteroid, what are you here to share with me? Why are you here? What's the gift in your presence in my body and in my energy field? Asteroid, why are you here?
Oh, I think it just needs to go.
Needs to go. Beautiful. So as the bright shining light of awareness, how would you like to take this asteroid out? What would you like to do? What shall we do? Shall we call in the cosmic star keepers and have them come and take it back to where it belongs out in space? Or should we bring in the cosmic jackhammer man and have him with his Pepsi? Remember that Pepsi commercial or Coke commercial? That jackhammer man? How do you want
no,
to
No, I think
get rid
it
of
should
this?
Just go. It seems like old stuff, you
old
know,
stuff.
Petrified old stuff that's
petrified
just
old,
petrified old stuff, and it just doesn't belong, and it should just go back out into the land of the universe.
Okay,
out
great.
There with it, where it belongs.
Great. So let's just send it, let's eject it from your chest.
Okay.
Let's eject it. Let's like put a little booster rocket underneath it. And let's just press the eject button. Do you see the eject button?
Oh, loving the eject button. Amethyst, it's all good.
Great. So let's just press the eject button and send that off to the universe. And tell me what you notice after that goes.
Well, the big space just fills up with that bright white light again.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I'd like you to take a deep breath. And as that space fills with that big, beautiful, bright white light, I'd like you to notice how this whole little asteroid that we just ejected, how it's connected with your not feeling well.
Oh, I feel like I've got oxygen going through my blood again. I'm flowing.
Beautiful.
I don't feel stuck.
Beautiful.
Feel lighter.
Beautiful. Exactly. So now I'm going
to
invite...
I think my nasal passages are opening up, actually.
Beautiful. So we're going to invite the light to go right up into your nasal passages as well. And let's notice as you bring that bright shining light of your awareness right up into your nasal passages, just notice if there's anything in there that might need to be looked at or released.
I think I'm feeling better.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So I would love to just have you breathe, take a deep breath, and just notice how as you shift your energy, as you clear out that old, petrified, lifeless, dense energy that didn't serve you anymore, now you're feeling much lighter. Now imagine, let's imagine that instead of you being on the radio with me tonight, that you had a big speaking engagement that you were going to and that you had an audience there and you were going to sell them into your coaching program, let's say. We're just going to use that as an example. And you were going into that space carrying that dead, lifeless, petrified energy. When you were speaking to your audience, they're going to be picking up at the energetic level that frequency. They're going to be picking up that frequency. But if you are able to transmute all of this stuff through, you know, some of the work that I do, there's other people besides me who do this kind of work, and not everyone is doing it at the level that I'm doing it at or very specifically designed to help entrepreneurs. But I want you to just imagine what would happen if you are in that space and you're clear and you're light. What do you think the difference would be between a speaking engagement where you were still carrying that and it was manifesting as a sore throat and runny nose?
Oh, my goodness.
Or one where you're feeling clear.
Right, exactly. I mean, the energy is definitely going to be so much brighter, more positive, more inviting. It's just going to be so much more enjoyable. I mean, there's just no doubt that that would have to be radiating to everybody in
mm-hmm.
every single way.
Yeah.
Most of all, beginning with me, because I'm going to be feeling better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you can see, just in tonight's example, just this really quick example that we used, how, you know, what can happen where you're blocked, what your results can be in your business when you're blocked, what can happen when you clear something that needs to be cleared, and what the results can be in your business and in delivering your passionate purpose into the world when you are in that space of clarity.
It's overwhelming, and really these awarenesses are immediate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like I'm sure that there are still things that unfold as a process, but
mm-hmm.
do you find that most of your clients are coming away with some sort of an immediate awareness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what the intention is that it is immediate. And so let me share with you, you know, we talked earlier about that E equals MC squared. The physical is in time. Our physical body is in time. So when things crystallize and manifest in our physical body to the extent that we are not feeling well and manifesting a healing experience or a health experience, we're manifesting a health experience, when things are happening at that level, it very often moves very slow. You know, it takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 days for you to get over whatever it is you're getting over, right? When you can shift things at the emotional level, often just the emotional level can have more immediate results in the physical. When you can shift things at the mental level, that will shift things at the emotional level and at the physical level. But when we're doing the shifting work at this energetic level, this is the highest place that you can go. So what happens at the energetic level has this trickle-down effect in all of the other levels that you work in.
Yeah. You know, I think of maybe not everybody listening, I'm at that age where I do remember Chernobyl, but, you know, on the outside, maybe Chernobyl looked fine, and then when that happened and the radiation affected everything, you know, it really had an impact. Even though you couldn't see it, it really affected, that energy affected the foods, and all of these energy levels, positive or negative, are definitely going to impact us in every area of our life, whether it's a relationship or personal. And I love how you work with entrepreneurs for their business, because that's really our gift to the world, and that's something that we all have to be very unselfish with. I think it's a big goal for 2011 to really make sure that we share our gifts, because when we share our gifts and live on purpose, not only would you feel better, because I'm sure you have satisfaction out of helping me in that exercise, but, you know, I'm going to feel better. So it becomes a win-win for everybody, you know, and that is a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, but, you know, I think the beautiful thing about working with entrepreneurs is that, first of all, you know, you and I just did a piece of work with you personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your business has its own power field. And, you know, you can see how some people are able to harness the power in their business and really create something that is more like a legacy than just a little personally fulfilling small business, right? So there are different levels that people can take their business to. And when you have an awareness of the fact that your business has its own energy field, we can actually do this kind of energetic work on the energy field of the business. And we have identified, my partner and I, we deliver our work through to Evolving Entrepreneurs through our Core Path program, which you mentioned during the bio. We have, when we're working with our clients, we take them through our SCORE for Your Success system, and we use a process, the SCORE process, and I just did part of just a little bit of it with you today using the SCORE process. But we also use the word SCORE as an acronym for what we have identified as the five pillars of entrepreneurship, which are strategy, communication, organization, revenue generation, and execution. And you need to have all five of those pillars in place in your business in order for you to have a successful business. So what can show up in the energy field of your business, we use these pillars as touch points or tools that we help the entrepreneur, we guide the entrepreneur into really getting an energetic right relationship with their business. Because let's face it, our business absolutely is our place where our purpose is delivered into the world, but it can also become a place where we play out a lot of these soul wounds. So there are people who are, you know, they're working like slaves in their business, and that's not necessary. Our intent in our work with people is to help you to come into right relationship, not only with your own personal power and energy field, but also with the power and the energy field that is your business, so that you're in divine union and you're dancing together with your business in the most powerful and impactful and positive of ways.
Wow, well, you are just so articulate. You're so well spoken. I mean, really, we have to have you back on. But before, because really we only have a few more minutes left, but I want to make sure that anybody listening, because we have quite a few people in the chat room, and then, you know, the downloads just go, people go crazy with the downloads, which is great. So anybody listening, do they have a special offer that you're extending to them to receive this type of work that we just did and even more?
Sure. What I would love to have people do is to visit. I've set up a special gifts page for your people, Deb. They can go to theenergyjourney.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And there you can sign up for our e-zine, which is the Energy Edge. We also have a nice little audio meditation there for you. And we do have a limited number of places in our calendar where we offer a complimentary strategic energy evaluation. We call it a C session. Now, you have to apply for that, and not everyone gets a space, but we do have the application form there on the gifts page. So if you feel like anything that we've talked about tonight resonated for you, or if you feel like you want to explore a little bit deeper how you can shift your energy and electrify your business, I'd love to have you fill out that C-session form, and we will see if we can get you right into the calendar.
That is wonderful. And again, make sure you connect with Amethyst on the Energy Coach, on the gift page. You can fill out the gift page on the C-section there for that session. And hit the little. It's telling me we have 90 seconds left, and then is there a direct email at all that people could direct email you at?
Yeah, they can do amethyst@theenergyjourney.com. So theenergyjourney.com/gifts and amethyst amethyst@theenergyjourney.com. And Deb, thank you. I know we only have seconds, so I want to say thank you for letting me come and share with your audience tonight, and I look forward to coming back.
Oh, I can't wait. I am so honored that you were the first guest of the year, and I just so enjoyed, I think, the practical application where people can experience that. I know for me, it was really amazing and overwhelming, and I know I'm going to the gift page, so I hope everybody else is too.
Great. And I think I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, I do. I can't believe it. This is wonderful. It's amazing. And I mean, really, this firsthand is really a gift. It's one of the perks for being a show host. I love this part. But I want to thank you, and we'll get you back on hopefully the end of February. We'll get back in the next few weeks if your schedule allows. And if you can, anybody listening, just hit the follow, mark us as a favorite for the Best People We Know show, and then you'll get updates worry-free. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and Amethyst Wildfire, our guest, and wishing you a great evening. God bless, and keep your positive energy. Thank you. We'll see you later this week. Bye-bye.
Bye.